Literature 2A. Tom Jones by Henry Fielding. Exercise 8.
The reader may remember that Mr. Allworthy gave Tom Jones a little horse as a kind of smart money for the punishment which he imagined he had suffered innocently. This horse Tom kept above half a year, and then rode him to a neighbouring fair and sold him. At his return, being questioned by Thwackum what he had done with the money for which the horse was sold, he frankly declared he would not tell him. Mr. Allworthy put the same question to him which Thwackum had before asked him. Tom answered. He could in duty refuse him nothing. But as for that tyrannical rascal, he would only ever answer him with a large stick in return for all his barbarities. Mr. Allworthy very severely reprimanded the lad for his indecent and disrespectful expressions concerning his master, but much more for his avowing an intention of revenge. He threatened him with the entire loss of his favour if he ever heard such another word from his mouth. He was, however, brought by Mr. Allworthy to express a concern for his resentment against Thwackum, and then the good man permitted him to proceed, which he did as follows.
Indeed, my dear sir, I love and honour you more than all the world. Could the little horse you gave me speak, I am sure he could tell you how fond I was of your present, for I had more pleasure in feeding him than in riding him. Indeed, sir, it went to my heart to part with him, nor would I have sold him upon any other account in the world than what I did. You yourself, sir, I am convinced, in my case, would have done the same. There never was any misery like theirs.
Like whose, child? Says Allworthy. What do you mean?
Oh, sir, answered Tom, your poor gamekeeper, with all his large family, ever since your discarding him, have been perishing with all the miseries of cold and hunger. I could not bear to see these poor wretches starving, and at the same time know myself to have been the occasion of all their sufferings. I could not bear it, sir. Upon my soul, I could not. It was to save them from absolute destruction I parted with your dear present. I sold the horse for them, and they have every farthing of the money.
Mr. Allworthy now stood silent for some moments, and before he spoke, the tears started from his eyes. He at length dismissed Tom with a gentle rebuke, advising him for the future to apply to him in cases of distress, rather than to use extraordinary means of relieving them himself.